Welcome to Oslomet. We're so happy you chose to come to work with us. Now I would like to give you a preview of the organization you just became a part of. At Oslomet, there are more than 20,000 students, making us the third largest university in Norway. To keep the wheels turning, we are a large organization, and now we will briefly walk you through the organizational map. Let's start at the top with our board. The board has three external representatives that are appointed by the Ministry of Education. Then we have four representatives from our own researchers and lecturers, elected by their colleagues. The technical and administrative staff elect one representative, and then the students elect two. At the moment, our board leader is Trine Syvertsen. Every board has a four-year term, except the student representatives that sits for 1 year at a time. Another group that has a four-year term is our rector team. At Oslomet, we hire our rector for 4 years at a time. This period, our rector is Kurt Rice, and with him, he has pro-rector for education, Nina Våhle, and vice-rector for research and development, Per Martin Norheim Martinsen. They also have their own staff. If you want, you can reapply for the job as rector two times, which both Kurt and Nina have done, so now they are both in their second term as a part of our rector team. Oslomet should be a leading supplier of research-based knowledge to the welfare society. To make that happen, we need high quality on our researchers and lecturers. Most of this activity you'll find on our faculties and centers. We have four faculties. They are all led by a dean that have a lot of authority over their operations. The faculties are again divided into institutes, and some have their own centers. We have Faculty of Education and International Studies, called LUI, Faculty of Health Science, HV, Faculty of Social Science, SAM, and Faculty of Technology, Art and Design, or TKD. The short names are used a lot, so even though they are in Norwegian, I included them in this presentation to give you a preview of the names you will see all around. So, over to the centers. The centers are on the same line as the faculties. They are led by a center leader, and a lot of our research are happening here. We have two main centers, both containing several research groups. Center for the Study of Profession, SPS, are organized into five research groups. Then you also have Center for Welfare and Labor Research, or SWA, as we call them. SWA are organized into four institutes: the Work Research Institute, AFI, Institute for Urban and Regional Research, NIBR, Consumption Research Norway, SIFO, and Norwegian Social Research, NOVA. So here, you have even more short names to learn. To support our researchers and lecturers, we have some administrative positions. Many of those are gathered into divisions, and are often referred to as the central administration, or FA, as we call them in Norwegian. Here are all decentralized administrative tasks located. We also have some administrative staff out at the faculties and centers. The four divisions are Division for Education and Library, led by our pro-rector; Division for Research and Development, led by our vice-rector; Division for Organization and Corporate Governance; and Division of Capitalization and Infrastructure. The two last divisions are at the moment led by one director, Asbjørn Seim. We also have some small units, a bit at the side of our organization. One of them are the student ombudsperson. This function we are all required by law to have. It's a contact person for students to assist them in issues, big or small, regarding their rights as students at Oslomet. So, if you have any questions regarding students' rights or have students that are in need of assistance, you can direct them to the student ombudsperson. In the same building, you have the student parliament. They are the students' top elected representatives, and they work for the students' rights and a better everyday life for students. Oslomet facilitates this work, among other things, by hiring four elected students full-time for a year to work with student politics at our institution. So, if you have any students that have issues or wonder about what the students really mean about something, just contact the student parliament. In short, that is our organization. Within every of these boxes, there are a lot more to learn. You can look more into it in separate courses or on our webpage. If you have any questions, ask your contact person or any other colleague that you see around. So, again, welcome to Oslo Met. I hope you will have a great time here, and see you soon.